Edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours. And I have quite two good guests today. One is Nuri Rivera, coming back for a part two interview regarding her late husband, Father Alberto Rivera. And then in the second hour, John Daniel, who wrote the book called The Vatican or The Grand Design Exposed. And this is an interesting discussion, and we're going to discuss again that Cassini project and that spacecraft that's hovering over Saturn, around Saturn right now, with allegedly 72 pounds of plutonium. Very interesting. You can find that story if you Google Lucifer Project. But before I get to my guest, Nuri Rivera, which she'll come on right after this short segment, I did want to mention a little bit about 9/11. I used to research that and cover it as a journalist for years. And what I uncovered, I was discussing this over the weekend with someone, and it still baffles me. We all know that there's so much evidence that could be used in a court of law to show that the government's story is false, and to also start putting out warrants and indictments for people involved in the killing of 3,000 people. Now, I tried to look at the story first from an investigator's point of view, looking at the hard evidence and the physical evidence. And what I found first was much of the physical evidence was destroyed or kept from real investigators. And that was the actions after the first few days of 9/11 by FEMA, when they systematically closed off the World Trade Center, also the Pentagon, and the sites there for any type of, what they did basically was then take the steel and remove it so that we could not get a good investigation regarding the explosions inside. Now, that evidence at the Pentagon was another interesting story, and I found so many discrepancies there as far as what the site really looked like 6 hours after the Pentagon was hit supposedly by an airplane, and then what it looked like 2 days after. And the inside of the building, according to two eyewitnesses, had a completely different look to it. What I mean is, right after the Pentagon explosion, one man entered and saw nothing of an airplane inside, where 2 days later, a gentleman from the captain from the Virginia Beach Fire Department saw remnants of an airplane, also saw chairs from the airplane, and also saw bodies. And it looked to me as if they had planted certain things. And also, as this gentleman wasn't allowed in the Pentagon for the first 2 weeks. Now, in the Trade Center, FEMA cordoned off everything, so it made it really difficult to get the hard evidence. But once you started discussing what really went on with the eyewitnesses, as far as the police and the firemen, Lou Caccioli, for example, had been on my show many times, talked about how many explosions he heard. And then all of a sudden, I talked with William Rodriguez, who was the janitor, who heard explosions below, people that were burned, just many, many eyewitnesses giving a different picture than jet fuel coming from the top floors. We'll get back, talk a little bit about that, and get to my guest, Nuri Rivera, after this short message.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Two pieces come.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. And one last note about 9/11. I'm going to talk about that at the top of the hour again before my second guest comes on. But let me tell you this. A trained investigator, or if you're a lawyer trying to unravel what happened at 9/11 and trying to get at the truth, you're trained basically to look for all the hard evidence, to look for the eyewitness testimony, and then to look for discrepancies. And to prove first that your side of the story by the evidence that you collect without worrying about who done it. But once you do that, once you have a solid case, and in 9/11, I think years ago when I started researching this and writing stories about it, I found so many people that showed that the government story was a lie, that the evidence continued to mount. And I also was interested in the cover-up and how they tried to cover up a lot of the hard evidence that would have immediately shown that 9/11 didn't occur the way the government said. But once you get to that point, you want to find out who done it. And a lawyer, I remember right at that point in 2001, I was studying to get my bar. I graduated from law school prior to that and then wanted to get my bar license. And I started writing about 9/11 and never did take the bar exam. I may go back and get my bar license for financial reasons. But anyway, that's another story. But this story led me back into my second profession, my original profession, journalism. I haven't stopped since. Since I've gotten a radio show and also continued to write my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, and I came from the mainstream media in journalism and found I couldn't get any of my stories really printed. In the beginning, I got my stories printed in the alternative media about 9/11. However, when I started to really figure out who done it, even those stories dried up, because no one, I think, in this country really wants to deal with the real facts. We can catch Bush and Cheney and all these guys in a neat little web of 9/11, of course, but they're protected by criminals, and they are just puppets in the hands of other people. So when you start talking about who done it in 9/11, I am convinced that we can present a case for the victims, for the people who lost their loved ones, where this goes deep into our government, deep into many other governments, deep into the halls of the Vatican, and we can connect people like Comandante Hugo Ballestieri, who's now in New York working as the New York head of the Rotary Club, with Giuliani and the rest of these guys. So if we ever got a complete investigation, which I would say the chances right now are better that hell would freeze over, we would really find out the real criminals that go all the way into the halls of the Vatican, the government in Israel, the Mossad, the FBI, KGB, all these people working together understood what was happening in 9/11, including our government traitors. And that's what makes this story difficult, because they have been covering up their involvement in the New World Order for years. And that leads us to my guest today. She was on once before. Her name's Nuri Rivera. She's going to spend another hour with us today explaining the story about her husband, Father Alberto Rivera, a former Jesuit priest who was given the task to infiltrate American churches and basically decided that he couldn't do it any longer, found the Lord, and tried to tell the truth about Vatican influence in our government, the CIA, Israel, the rest of it. And boy, he was persecuted and finally, as Nuri will tell you, assassinated. Nuri, how are you today?
Yes, I'm blessed to hear about you, and praise the Lord for a person like you that is still in the front, you know, to inform the world exactly what are the government and the media that don't inform. But it's a price. We have to pay price. You pay price, and praise the Lord for this program. We have to keep praying for you, because we need a more person like you take the challenge to serve the Lord and not to serve the government.
Right, and that's very true. And once you make this decision and you see how deep this goes, it becomes a walk of faith. And like I say many times, I'm no longer frightened of these people. I fear God more than them. And,
Me either. I know I am not afraid, and I'm not afraid. Still, every day I come in more strong and strong and strong in the Lord. I don't fear for the Vatican. You say something very interesting. Today, Vatican and government, yes, if we go to Europe, they're going to say Christian government. This is not Christian government, no anymore in United States.
Right.
It's not true?
Right.
We see what happened quite a few weeks ago when New Jersey, they passed the law, they can marry gays, men and women and women and men and men, you know. And we see how the government in the New Jersey, he coming in public about 2 years ago, and he declared that he was gay.
Yeah.
It's nothing hiding today. Everything is in the front to the eyes to everybody. The big problem is the people want to be blind.
Exactly. What the real situation is in America is that they've given Americans enough just to just enough of their goodies to keep them quiet so that they don't really want to know what's going on. And then there's a few people out there like you and others, good souls out there, that really want to bring out the truth about this to help people. Because when this changeover comes, when fascism takes over in this country through the help of the Vatican, our life is going to be completely different, and all our rights will be gone, because they consider us nothing more than slaves.
Oh, yeah. I have the experience, brothers. I wonder, I was in Oklahoma. My husband passed away in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, I was alone in Oklahoma, and I come in to knock the door to one pastor that I believe that I can come into his church and enjoy him. And when I talk to him about us, about our ministry, he coming and he say, me, Mrs. Rivera, you here in Tulsa, you're never going to make it. Because you walking like the salmon. You know the salmon? It goes right. Contrary to the, you know, to the river?
Right.
And I say, sir, thank you very much, but I want to keep totally contrary of this influence, charismatic influence, because wherever you go today, you're going to find them totally, totally infiltrated. It's quite a few churches. It's no large churches to keep holiness. Yes, only a small church today.
Yeah, and it's fairly easy. Tell us a little bit about your husband's story so people that haven't listened to the first part of your interview know who he was. He was a Jesuit priest. Tell us what he found out, why he decided to talk against them, and what eventually happened to him. Just
yes,
briefly.
This was a little boy, very, very nice family, devout Catholic family, because, you know, in Spain, by the year of Franco, you know, he's a dictator, mm-hmm. They needed if they have an economy, only what they needed is a priest, you know, to don't put them to the purgatory, to jump them straight to heaven. Because, you know, Catholic institutions say when you die, even the Pope, the present Pope today, and all the Popes, they are in the purgatory. You see? Because mm-hmm. this is when they make more money. Well, the family Rivera, they don't want to go to purgatory. They want to have a priest. And they give it to him, a five-year-old, a little boy, to be a priest. But he's growing in all this evil, immense work. Finally, when he found the Christ, he had to go out.
So he grew up in Spain. He became a Jesuit priest, right?
Yeah, they give it to him when he was 7 years old.
Now, did he worked in the Vatican then?
He worked in the Vatican, and he working face-to-face with a general Jesuit that I never say that, Pedro Arrupi, by that time. It is
so he was working together with Pedro Arrupi, right?
Yes, the general Jesuit, it is in the history of the Catholic institution. I don't call them church, because if we call them church, we give it credit. This is institution, a political and economical.
Yeah, so
he
we should
have
get
a power.
Here. Yeah. I always say that, too. I say, listen, this is not really a church.
No. Don't give me credit to call there. This is a political, you see, the Pope cannot survive with a political influence.
Right. And let me
economy,
tell...
Yeah. With the, uh-huh.
Go ahead. I just wanted to tell my listeners why, just two examples. One, they have a seat in the UN, the United Nations, and also we have diplomatic political treaty relations with the Vatican, recognized again after more than 100 years, we cut off ties with them politically, but Ronald Reagan reinstituted them. So
Ronald Reagan was the man to restore the marriage. He married again with the Catholic, institution. And he is
right.
the one who went to the Vatican and surrendered. We have a picture. If somebody can go into the bookstore or library and find a book, the Ronald Reagan surrendered to the Vatican and kissed the ring to the Pope and say, Holy Father, I coming to give it to you, my government.
Yes. And since then, know, what I'm getting at is that if I would bet any kind of money that if we could break our ties with that and get good people in our government, America would be a lot better off. We're going to come back and continue with Nuri Rivera on the Investigative Journal after this short message.
What it's done to me, lose the love I You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, we're back, and my guest is Nuri Rivera. She's the wife of the late Father Alberto Rivera, and Father Alberto Rivera was a Jesuit priest who worked closely with Father Pedro Arrupe, yeah, who used to be the Jesuit general. Now it's Father Hans Kolbenbach doing the same dirty work that they're doing under Arrupe. Uh-huh. What I find interesting, after that, Nuri, just so our listeners know, your husband was assigned the task to come and infiltrate churches, correct?
Yes, definitely. Brother, can we give you my telephone? Can the people hear the telephone if they want, the program finish, they want to contact to me?
Yeah, give them right now. You can give it out. Go ahead.
Okay, my telephone is 386, area code 574-5604.
Okay.
386-574-5604. Thank you very much.
Okay, so that's Nuri's number, and I'll give that out a couple times during the next hour after you're off the air so people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, let me explain to you, brother. For the first time in history, a general Jesuit resigned cuando Alberto published in the Double Cross the four commitment to be a Jesuit priest. And cuando Pedro Rupe have that book that Alberto sent it to him, he say, Alberto, I cannot longer be no more in this evil system. And he went back and resigned. It's the first time in history the a general Jesuit resigned in life.
And then Kolbenbach took over, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us about what you learned from your husband about his task when he was still a Jesuit priest. What was he doing? What was he assigned to?
Yes, I learned about him concerning about the Catholic institution used him to infiltrate government and to do a transaction with drug, you know, more the drug and go to South America, to Venezuela, to Guatemala, Honduras, bring drugs to the Vatican because they are today and in the past 40 years ago they are the one to begin to selling drugs to United States. The
okay.
people they don't know, but they are the beginning to destroy United States. About we see our young people today totally destroyed and for drug and alcoholic. They are number one in the whole world to produce drug and alcoholic.
And that you learned that from your husband, correct?
Yes, yes. And he told me the name and most of the bank, the Catholic institution have the money concerning about prostitution, about all you name it, all the crime, sugar, cigarette. They are the more. A powerful controlled cigarette around the world.
Now, also he was assigned the task to infiltrate churches. What would he do? Tell us some of the things you learned before he finally left.
Yeah, when he infiltrate churches, what they want is to let the people walking out to the Catholic system to coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And they say, how we can do it? And they have a plan. And the plan was in 1950 to beginning speaking in tongues. Because by that time, the Pentecostal movement was the more stand up to evangelize Roman Catholic.
Right. And so he would infiltrate a church, try to bring down the pastor, perhaps by...
Bring down the pastor to create a fair, you know, a woman, and create the pastor was homosexual, the pastor have an affair with another woman, to create situation to discredit. Because Catholic never working with in faith, in good faith. They are very, very... very dirty people there. They create all the time dirty world like they create for Alberto. They say that Alberto have a woman, two women, three women. Maybe it could be possible that he have many women because he never be homosexual, you know.
Right. And so they did this to him after he decided he couldn't do this anymore, right?
Yes, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
If they are not, they have the boat like a celibate, to be a celibate. You know, a priest, whatever priest is, if they hear me today, they have a two big problem. You know, big problem. It's liar at the devil that you found them today, a priest celibate. There's no such a thing celibate today. Okay? They
right.
have a big problem. Or they are a fornicator, or they are homosexuality. And both way against God's written revelation.
Okay, Nuri, we're going to take a short break here. We'll come back for our second half hour with Nuri Rivera back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Investigative Journal. We're talking with Nuri Rivera, and she's a brave and courageous woman who has tried to follow in her husband's footsteps after he was assassinated, she will tell you, because of by the Jesuit order and their minions, when he decided he couldn't do this evil work anymore and decided to tell the truth. Tell us what you learned from your husband, why he decided to finally leave the Jesuit order.
Yes, yes. He decided to leave first because this is a doctrine of devil, you know. It's not coming from the Lord. And because he was very devout man to looking for serving the Lord. In the Vatican, you not serve the Lord. In the Vatican, you serve evil things. You serve the Pope. The Pope is like the President Bush, you know, is a president. They have their own flag, they have their own offices. And the Pope is not a spiritual leader, he's a murder leader. You see?
Okay.
And it's a man, if they had to give the order to massacre entire village in Africa, they many times he did the order, they massacre. And this is no cry. He funding is nothing good there. That's why he walked out of the Catholic priesthood. He's no longer like people still call him father. Well, he's father now because he have two children, you know. But not like the tithe at the Catholic institution say. He's no father of what? If they don't have a marriage, they don't have a children, they don't have a wife. Father of what?
And how did you meet him? I don't think I ever asked you that question.
I met him in the first time in the First Baptist Church in California.
And then you fell in love and you were married?
Yes, we were married. Yes.
And then tell us what happened to him. How, you know, he ended up dying in the early 90s, I believe. Tell us how this occurred. And what they tried to do to him after he tried to spread the word of the Vatican, you know, what was really going on behind the scenes.
Well, they tried first to discredit him, you know. Whatever he want, the Vatican coming and give a fly to say that he was a murderer, that he was a thief, that he was a lie, that he was a this, a this, a this. But that's not working. It's working in quite a few pastors, but most of the pastors still call him, like in Canada, Pastor Jean Neal, you know, and many pastors, a very big ministry, like Brother Tina and Harry in Canada and Sharon Payne. And they don't put attention.
Oh, and also, Nuri, I wanted to mention that Pastor Tony Alamo also believed in your husband, and he visited his ministry also, Pastor Alamo.
Yes.
And you know what? He told me that after that, he received a lot of problems also.
Oh, yes. Right. But we try to be very clear, sir. We are not political person. God don't call us to be political. God called us to be a Christian.
Right.
This is why when they bring you the coin, he say, give it Caesar what it Caesar and give it God what it belongs to God. And my situation now, sir, is go to South America and preach the gospel. And let my people go, because Catholic is a slave.
Right.
South America. If you go with me, with Peru, Dominican Republic, Chile, Brazil, Honduras, Nicaragua, you're going to see a slave. We don't know about a slave here in the United States. You have to go out to the United States to see a slave and coming back and say, now I see people totally devote about Guadalupana, about Virgin Mary, about the Pope of Rome. This is a slave. The Bible in Genesis and Revelation call a slave people idolatry.
Exactly.
And
this is
what God sended you and sending me to let Pharaoh say, let my people go. How are we going to do this? We're going to do this with the preaching of the gospel. Now, here, we are only very peculiar ministry because we are the only one to help clergy, not Catholic, simple Catholic, but the clergy, nun, priest, bishop, coming out of the system.
Right,
okay?
And they need help because there are so most of the people, for example, let's say I talked to another archbishop named Archbishop Gerard Bouffard from Canada.
Yes, Gerard Bouffard.
Who has a similar story about to your husband's. He couldn't do it. He couldn't follow this evil any longer. But what happens, and by the way, he verifies the credibility of your husband, despite the fact Vatican says he never was. Yeah.
I have it with me, but they destroy Bouffard. You know, I am the only one to help Brother Gerald Bouffard to survive today. He's very sick today, and nobody remember here. Now we're going to buy, I am in the process to buy here some land here in Oklahoma, in Florida. I'm not going to say where, because I have quite a few nuns in Puerto Rico, in Guatemala, in Honduras. They want to walk out of the system, but they're afraid to stay in their country because they know if they stay there, they're going to kill them.
Right. And then what happens is these people, for example, a lot of the Jesuit priests and other priests that want to come out of this system find it difficult because they have no money. They're totally dependent upon the Catholic...
No money and not too many ministries want to open the door for them, because most of the 80% of the pastors of the church today, they fear about talk about Catholic institution. But right. I don't fear, because I know they are doctrine that evil people, they are a bunch of homosexuality, they are a bunch of lesbianism, and the Catholic system is totally evil, proved by the book of Revelation and proved by the Bible. And I don't fear, because if God is with me, nobody against me.
And that's true. And there, and what I always mention too is there are really a lot of good people in the lower levels of the Catholic institution that really don't understand this. And
they are good people, but good is not enough to be safe. They have to open their eyes. They have to see in the TV and the radio what's happened today with their own religion. What's happening in Catholic is the religion that everybody wants, because Catholic don't demand nothing. You have to. You can be homosexuality. You can be adultery. You can be thief. You can be liar. You can be witchcraft. You can be good Catholic.
Right, and it's similar. I can make this analogy. For example, there are many people in our government who work at lower levels. It's not just you can't just hide behind the fact that you don't know. You have an obligation to understand the top levels of the organizations you join. So you government workers out there who are just blindly following these criminals, you know, I'm not going to give you a benefit of the doubt. You've got to learn what they're doing and get out of it.
Sure.
And same thing with the lower level priests.
Amen.
Learn about your hierarchy.
What's happening in New York? They are bankruptcy. Why they declare? Can you imagine a church coming from the Lord declare an heir in bankruptcy? Why they are in bankruptcy? Because the Catholic, their own people, make a suit to them because they damage hundreds and hundreds of children. And now they are bankruptcy. And they closed 10 churches in the area of the New York. Thank God for this.
Right. And you know what? People say to me, oh, well, you don't have any, this is just opinion, there's no facts. Well, let me just...
we have a book. We have a book here, brother, to support here. We have the priest, the woman, the confessionary. We have Alberto series. I have a video from Gerald Buford that he showed the document when the Paul John II gave the order to destroy Alberto Rivera. We have all the evidence with me. We have a knight, Johnny, from Rome, with Clark Butterfield. If they don't want to believe to Alberto Rivera, just believe to American priest. I have a Sister Charlotte. Well, I have so many, you know. It's a liar at the devil. They say that today just only was Alberto Rivera. No, today is many American here, priests and nuns, that they walk out to the Catholic institution like Sister Eliasal Crash, you know, make seven abortions, be a nun. Seven abortions, and now she's very old, and she don't have one child with her.
Right, and so what you said was this, so my listeners know, you have documents actually from Pope John Paul II, and through Gerald Burfard, who I've had on my show, and I think he's a very honest man.
He is.
Actually giving the orders to bring down your husband, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to mention this for people. So there are court cases that I follow in the federal courts in San Francisco, which also admit that the church was involved, the Catholic institution was involved in genocide in Croatia, and also that the Vatican Bank is the biggest money laundering operation on the face of the earth.
Brother, I'm going to say something, because I know the time gone, but this is very important. I want to know the world know. Immediately Alberto passed away, the primato from the Vatican coming to my home to offer me millions of dollars. Listen to this. If I sign a document that Alberto was a crazy, if I accept to put a chic publication in the court and took the copyright of the Alberto series, all the Alberto testimonio, and give it to back to the Vatican for to them to destroy. Because I say no, they put me in very dangerous situation that they fragway big accident to me in Oklahoma, car accident, what my car was totally lost, a brand new car, you know?
Yeah.
Because so, I say no. They want for me to put a cheap publication in court, and they want to pay everything. They wanted to pay the best lawyer to take the copyright at Alberto series. Now, if this is liar, why they are so interested in the stop the circulation of my husband's book? Why?
Yeah, and why would they threaten you? If this is a lie, if this isn't true and they have nothing to fear, why would they make these threats to you? Why would they offer you $1 million?
And
you say this, they assassinated him, correct? Poisoned him. What is
they
the...
They poisoned him, yes, the war, no. Everybody know. The problem is that nobody stand up and tell the truth. You know, nobody have the authority to stand up at the media. The media never tell the truth. Thank God for you, because you have that program. But the media cover the truth. The media cover the Vatican. The media is in favor of the Vatican against a Christian people here in the United States.
Right. And also they came to you with another proposal, too, regarding his gravesite. Tell us about this.
Well, do you know they want to take his body to the Vatican?
Right, and they asked you if you would tell them where their graves, where his gravesite was, so they could take his bones back to the Vatican.
This is what they want. They deny. You see, the devil is very inconsistent. Okay, they deny that Alberto will never be a priest, and now when Alberto passed away, they come into my home, they demand to me to give Alberto body. I said, why? If you say he never was a priest, why you want to have? And you know, nobody know where is Alberto in Oklahoma. Nobody know. I cannot put identification. Because if I put identification, they coming and they gonna take Alberto and bring to the Vatican. And nobody know. I don't put a name. Just nothing. Nobody know.
You don't tell anybody where he's buried, because they take these bones back there and
they want the bones. They
worshiping over them.
Yes. You know, this is witchcraft. This is evil, totally evil, evil. What are they going to do with Alberto Bond? Why? You know, why they do this? Find me this in the Bible. But you can find them in the Maccabeo book, you know, how the witchcraft working on a dead person.
Right. And, you know, it's just an incredible story, the bravery of your husband to come against these people. Now you have a ministry to help priests and nuns
yes.
and others who want to come out of the Catholic Church and don't have anywhere to go. I think this is important people out there are afraid to talk.
Which I working sometimes 18 hours a day to support, because it costs me a lot. One, though they want to come into... they kicking them out from the Vatican. They coming only just nothing. I have to provide everything for them. Most of them, they are totally alcoholic, you know, or brain problem, or depressed. And I had to work to keep this ministry alive to support them. I had to go and preach. And coming back and preaching and working with the book, with the video and everything to support them, because nobody wants to believe in that ministry today. Nobody.
Yeah, and I remember once, Nuri, I was giving a speech to a group of maybe 100 or 200 people regarding this story, regarding not only the Vatican's involvement in many things, but also your husband. And I was talking about his past and what happened to him. And after the speech, two people came up to me and said, you know something, Greg? I know a lot of these people probably don't really understand this yet. And I saw many eyes wide open. But we knew your husband. We knew Alberto Rivera.
Hallelujah.
And he was a good man.
Hallelujah.
They tried to basically discredit him. And they did, these people believe, killed him. And they said, you know, he was a man of honor and truth.
Praise the Lord.
You know, it's just a story that I think what Americans need to do is to really not look at all the temporal, and what I mean by this, all the temporal and political problems, because these are caused only for distractions, because really in everyone's heart and soul, there are really important spiritual things we must deal with to become stronger. And also it relates to freedom of speech, to freedom of religion. And if we don't stop these people, we will not have that, because that is their agenda. They seep into governments and religions to control us. And your husband verified this. And that is the book.
Very soon, I'm going to roll, I'm going to have in my book, Alberto Last Day. It's going to be major. But now we have the four horsemen video. The four video to talk about the prophetical meaning of the coming of the Lord, the prophetical sign.
Nuri, let me just interrupt you. We'll come back with our final segment. You can explain this further. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Long time no see. Short time for you and me. So fine, so good. We're on the road like you knew we would.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. Let me read this really quickly, and then we'll finish up with Nuri. And Nuri, I'm going to have you on again in a couple of weeks to continue this, because you have a lot more to say, and I want to help a lot more nuns and priests who want to come out and talk, and you have a ministry in Portland. But let me read this. Once, and this was written in one of Jack Chick's books, The Force, written by about your husband, Alberto Rivera. And he says this: once Ignatius de Loyola came into power in the Vatican, he placed his occult organization, the Illuminati, under the umbrella of the Roman Catholic institution. Uh-huh. The Illuminati secretly became the most important branch of the Jesuit order. Loyola knew that eventually the Illuminati would be capable of controlling the world's economy, international banking, military forces, all branches of witchcraft, and the religions of the world, putting humanity on the knees to serve the Pope. And your husband said this. He said the Jesuits helped develop the cults behind the scenes through finances and infiltration. In God's eyes, a cult is an abomination. The Bible tells us that the great whore of Revelation 17:5 is the mother of abominations.
Yes.
So we can see how this organization has been hidden for centuries.
Oh, yeah.
And we
now
see its evil head rearing in our country. We've lost our rights, the Patriot Act. We're losing them daily. We have despots in our government. And you know something? I say this. Either Vatican's good or evil. If they're good, why don't they try to help the people instead of backing these evil people in government who actually probably are together with them, correct?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And tell us a little bit about your ministry again and how they can get your books and also your video now, the new one you have out.
My telephone again, if you want to talk to me and have my address, is 386-574-5604 or P.O. Box 391137, Deltona, Florida, 32739.
Okay, and then get a lot. Yeah, go ahead.
The telephone is 386-574-5604, and we have a splendid material. They're going to answer many questions that you people have, because, brother, you know what's happened today? Too many good Christians, but they are totally ignorant of the evil system at the Vatican.
Right, and that's what you want to try to talk to, who you want to try to talk to, correct?
Yes, I try to keep going, help our own Christian brother and sister to open the eyes and don't accept the liar of the devil that you can be Catholic and you can be a Christian. This is totally liar, the devil. Or you are Catholic or you are Christian, but you cannot be both.
Correct, and it's important that everyone realizes, you know, again, what's going on at the top levels of any organization, whether it be religious, political, that you belong to.
Yes.
And it's up to you to search for the truth.
Yeah, and they have to know, they have to know that Jesus never died for no denomination and for no political matter. Jesus died only for spiritual. Jesus only died for his church. And the Catholic institution never is a Christian, is not going to be a Christian, and never was a Christian.
Nuri, why don't we leave it there? I will have you back again. Thank you so much for being on the show.
God bless you. God bless you.
Okay, the same to you. That was Nuri Rivera. We're going to take a short break. Come back with my next guest, John Daniel, back after this short and brief message.